we're hearing from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Then the 11 disciples... Oh, sorry, not that one. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Thank you, Prue. Wonder what's the best gift you've ever received? Maybe you turn to the person next to you. The best gift you've ever received. So many gifts, right? I am going to suggest to you today that Naomi is going to receive a gift this morning that is greater than any of those gifts that have probably been mentioned. As amazing as those gifts are, they can't top the gift that Naomi is going to receive. So you know, we're thinking that's a bit weird. I'm saying baptism is a gift we receive. It comes as a bit of a surprise to you. So isn't that something we do? What I say, actually, no. Baptism is something we receive. It comes as a result of God's initial action and God's giving, and it comes through the church. Something we receive. If you don't believe me, if you say, well, Chris, you should turn to Scripture and make your case from there, I will. At the risk of sounding a little bit nerdy, we'll keep it up here, but as let me Paul, when he writes to the church in Rome, and he's speaking about it in Romans 6, he says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized with Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And he goes on, just as we were, surely as we were baptized and share in his death, so surely we'll share in his resurrection. That's where he's going with that. But it's interesting, again, nerd alert here. Let's go push into it. In the Greek, you who were baptized, that's in the passive. It's something we receive. Isn't that amazing? Baptism is something we receive from God and through the church, and it's the most extraordinary gift. I want to think about, well, what is that gift, or what are the parts of the gift? I want us to just explore that a little bit, so we know what we're celebrating, and we can think in our own lives, either that's something we've received, or at least know it's something that's offered to us, and we might want to think about, and perhaps this morning it could be something, start a conversation for you to respond to and receive as well. So I'm going to need a little bit of help this morning. Need maybe some good reads. I was wondering, I've got a gift here. We're going to play a little bit like a pass the parcel type thing here. I was wondering, hello friend, I was wondering, do you think you and Dad might be able to read that first layer? Should we get Dad to read it on behalf? Hang on, let me, one sec, I'm prepared for this, I forgot I was.
In baptism, Naomi receives the gift of adoption into God's family. She is accepted and loved. A child of God.
Wow. And do you think you could unwrap the top layer of that? That might help. Isn't that an amazing gift? Adopted to be part of God's family. The gift of absolutely knowing that we are beloved, accepted. Extraordinary, isn't it? It comes baptism, you're a child of God. Thank you. Let's move back. I was wondering.
Do you think you could read?
Oh, yes. One for me, please.
Came prepared with the reading glasses. That's outstanding.
In baptism, Naomi receives the gift of forgiveness.
Mm. If you would unwrap that next layer. The gift of forgiveness. It's incredible. We talked about at the start when Jesus said, what does God require? To love God with all of ourselves and to love our neighbour. And the reality is that none of us perfectly do that. And yet there's this reality that in Christ we are forgiven. In the water, you think about the whole story of God, the symbol of water in creation and through Noah, through the Red Sea, through the Jordan River, Jesus himself baptized and undergoes his own baptism of death, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In this reality, if that's applied in our lives, that we are forgiven. What a gift to receive. Let me come down. How would you read the next gift?
In baptism, is it on?
I think it's on, yeah.
In baptism, Naomi received the gift of the Holy Spirit, the power and presence of God in her life.
Awesome. Well, if you could open that next layer. The power and presence of God in our lives. So not only that forgiveness, but this ability to be transformed. The presence of God in our lives, that Paul would say, enables us to cry out, Abba, Father, to know the reality and experience that reality of being a son or a daughter of God. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is within us, poured out into our hearts. Incredible. So we'll see that actually. So when you think about baptism, it's interesting, there's that part. One of the things is how we might sprinkle water. And that's would have been the picture of the priest sprinkling blood for the forgiveness of sins. That's one of the ways water might be used in baptism. Another way, sometimes pour in baptism. And it's, again, picks up that image of Paul saying the Holy Spirit will be poured into our hearts. And so again, that the imagery of how we use the water. The other one, of course, sometimes we immerse in water, which is an image of going down with Christ to the grave and being raised. But all three of those are picking up a particular image. So watch the pouring, God's very presence and power poured into our hearts. What do we have? Next one down. I wonder, our friends,
would you like to read?
Could you please pass that along to my friend over there? Oh, sorry, and we'll pass that mic down too. Come on, Chris.
The victory of Jesus over sin and the death of the hope and inheritance of God's kingdom.
Mm. As Naomi is receiving the gift of hope. The incredible thing that the hope that sin and death, the grave doesn't have the final end. Isn't it amazing that the victory of God, that covenant love of God that will overcome all that stands against his creation, his good creation. And this hope that we have, and we read about that from 1 Peter just a little bit earlier. Let's go...
In baptism, Naomi receives the gift of belonging to the church family.
Mm. Belonging to the church family. An amazing thing. You know, if we're in the old building at the front, the first thing that you would notice when you walk in through that doors would be the baptismal font. And the reason is that's at the front because that's symbolic. As we enter, we remember. We live in a really individualistic age, don't we? We think it's all about self. And baptism, the font at the entrance of the church, we walk in, we remember that we are born again into this family, into this body, into this living temple, and that we're needed there. We have a part and gifts that will be given that the rest need, And we need them. And this is incredible belonging. We enter the church through baptism. And we have this family, the family of God. And so often you'd see in some church, the baptismal font would be at the entrance. Sometimes even have the water there. And often you can walk in and we remember our baptism. Put the water in, maybe mark a sign of the cross on there. But it reminds us we're born into a body, belonging. What an incredible gift. And that we're given gifts to serve and to build up that family. Thank you, Tim.
One more. Would you like to read? Could you read something out? Do you know what this is?
In baptism, Naomi receives the gift of purpose in life. She is called to be part of God's purposes in the world.
Wow, thank you. Great reading, too. Incredible, the gift of actually a purpose in life. That you are part of something, part of God's incredible work in the world, that you are given gifts and empowered by the Spirit to actually be a part of God's work of healing, of forgiveness, of bearing witness to Christ. What we got left there in the center is a little salt shaker there, which we will hand. And we'll give a candle later as well. We're called to be salt and light in the world. So just quickly, let me just a word about that. Those are extraordinary gifts, aren't they? I just want to think about this, if we think about this extraordinary gift that Naomi is going to receive, comes from God and through the church, and the parents are raising Naomi to grow up in the knowledge of this inheritance, the knowledge of this gift, the knowledge of to walk in the way of Jesus, which is the way of life. And we're covenanting together as part of that family as well, that they will not do that alone. There'll be godparents, but there'll be this church family of which she is a part of the body, and we'll do that together. And let me just say why this is so important. I mean, this matters. If we look out, and if you ask teachers, you just listen on the street, read about young people. Doesn't matter what age, anyone. The increased levels of anxiety, sense of hopelessness. The alternative story is the idea that you are responsible to find yourself or to create your own self, to create your own purpose, to find your way on your own, maybe. No wonder there is anxiety. No wonder there is a struggle. These things come from God and are gifts of God. God is the source of this life and this purpose and this call. And what a gift for us to raise children in this way. It's a bit like if my, say a relative of mine died and left me an inheritance in a will. That's legally, it's mine. It's been given as a gift. I can walk in the knowledge of that. And one day, Naomi, I will be invited when she's older to make a public confession and accept and to take these gifts as her own and to confess those in confirmation. And again, we'll have a prayer and a blessing and a sending out, a commissioning out into service for the church and the world. But isn't this an incredible gift to receive and to know, to be raised with this identity, this purpose, this belonging, and this hope, and not having to spend your life searching for it, but knowing that it is yours in Jesus and comes as a gift from God. I wonder if that's something you've thought on as we remember, for some of us, remember our own baptisms. I wonder if one of those parts of the gift stood out more for you and you want to just spend some time and meditate on that as we enjoy the baptism, celebrate and participate in it today and thank God for. I wonder if others, perhaps you haven't been baptized yet. I want to invite you just to be open to what God might be inviting in your life, that these gifts can be yours in Jesus and through the Spirit as well. This is God's gift to you to take up And so if you would like to talk about that, to ask any questions, I'd love to have that conversation with you, as would any of the pastoral team here. So why don't we get to it and get our celebration pants on, and let's baptize Naomi, the gift that